October 20, 1911. Jesus cries and wants to be relieved. New threats to Italy. My adorable Jesus aroused compassion. He was crying very, very much, leaning his face on mine, and I could feel his tears flowing over me. In seeing him cry, I too was crying, and I said, "What is it, O Jesus, that you cry? Oh, please, do not cry. I beg you, pour it into me, let me share in your bitternesses, but do not cry, for I feel I am dying of sorrow. Poor Jesus, what have they done to you?" And I caressed him, and I kissed him to soothe his crying. And Jesus, "Ah, my daughter, you do not know what they did to me. If you saw it, you would die of sorrow. And then you say that I must not let the foreigners come. But in what they do, they themselves are snatching this scourge from me. They have snatched from me the scourge of war. They, the destruction of cities. Therefore, my daughter, patience. And I, in seeing you cry, I feel my arms being broken and I am unable to tell you not to do it. I just tell you, take me first, because being in heaven, I will think as those of heaven, but while being on earth, I will not think as those of heaven, and therefore I feel I cannot resist in seeing all this." It seemed that the sorrow of Jesus and the necessity that someone relieve him were so great, that he stayed with me almost for the whole time, and I would now speak to him of love, now repair him, now pray with him. Now I would check his head to see if he had the crown of thorns so as to remove it from him. And Jesus felt like staying. He seemed to let me do everything. The sins that were being committed were so many that he shunned going into the midst of the peoples. Then he poured a little bit of sweet liquor, telling me, "You too need to be cheered." Oh, how good is Jesus!